Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He is Joshua Harris. Coach, what's happening? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
We're doing good. All right, man. And Raven season came to an abrupt end on that windy night up in Orchard Park last Saturday. As you watched the postseason, Coach, and the way this Ravens offense tried to do what they had to do, and Lamar finally got that first playoff win, and his legs had a lot to do with that, and then that debacle, I guess, Saturday night against the Bills. You watched the two games. Your impressions of what you saw from the Ravens offense?
Like you said, happy about the first victory. I think what we saw last year in the playoffs, you know, that the there needs to be more than just the run game come playoff time. And even in the Bills game, I think the passing game is there's some uncomfortability there from all parties because it's not done as much with a certain type of rhythm. But even in the Bills game, you know, if you think about it, you take away the pick six, it was a 10-3 ball game. Even with the pick six, getting the ball back, that was a good drive. They were in rhythm. Game may be different if he's not injured on the concussion. So I just think we saw in the playoffs, again, just the passing game needs a rhythm to it, and it needs a comfortability for all parties involved.
All right, Coach. Let's evaluate the year. What would you give him? What would you give Lamar for the year, grade-wise?
I'd give him a C+.
And why?
We didn't get the results that we wanted for me personally, as far as maybe the numbers wise. So there's a little bit of a knock on that. I loved where he grew as a leader this year, which is very important. That's why I say C+, and I was even thinking in the B range. However, I do think there's some things that we need to continue to work on that I was hoping, you know, we would have more work on it this year, but we didn't. So I have to leave it at average, and then I give a C+ because of how he grew as a leader. But hopefully we'll have a better offseason this offseason.
Right. So when you got the notepad out, and, you know, because I know you do, what are we going to work on this offseason? What is Lamar's piece that he has to improve on? Because we know the O-line's got to get better. They need another receiver. Okay. Let's say they're going to fix those things. What do you need to fix with Lamar?
All right. So a couple things that I have on my notepad is, number one, just movement in the pocket awareness. There's something, you know, we kind of talked about in the middle of the season, but now we can drill upon it, just that pocket feel and moving. I do believe he sees the field very well. I mean, he's always seen the field very well. But I do think we're holding on the ball a little too long at times, and so I kind of want to sit down and talk about why is that. And again, could it just be – a lot of it is reps and comfortability. Another thing is working on those multi-layered throws, the deep ball, middle ball, and the short game, working on checkdowns, dumping that ball off and just keeping the chains moving, the discipline in that practice I want to work on. So those are probably the two main things at the moment. And then also just continue to work on fundamentals. We joke, he has taken a liking to the sidearm, But I'm still old school, traditional. You know, just use it when necessary.
All right, let me ask you about the fundamentals. How did you think, you know, the footwork? Because from last year you did a spectacular job, his MVP year, because his footwork and everything was fabulous. How did you think the footwork and stuff was this year? Did he get lazy on it? Was it good? What was your opinion?
I don't think it was as sharp as it was last year, and I chalked that up to, like we said, the offseason was limited. And, you know, there's kind of a thing of you get it, and then if you don't continue to drill it, you can take a little bit of a step back. So I don't think it was as sharp, and he was as disciplined at times with it this year. But also I will say, from just looking at it, sometimes the numbers didn't show that he was doing pretty well. You know what I mean? The numbers don't tell the entire story. But I do think we weren't at the level footwork-wise that we were at last year.
Okay, when will he start? When are you guys starting? You know, like all the fans want to know, okay, when's Lamar going to start? You know, like last year he had all the MVP stuff, the Super Bowl stuff, all that kind of stuff. What is the game plan for this offseason?
Yeah, the good thing is the award circuit lasts longer than we could ever think. But the normal game plan is I give him off to the Super Bowl, and then we get right to work. So that's the game plan.
Coach Joshua Harris joining us here. Hold on, Vinny. Coach Joshua Harris joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, here on the Starter Request Thursday. We heard Marquise Brown say, Coach, at the end of the season after the Buffalo game, he, Hollywood himself, talking about getting all his guys together, working out, trying to get this pass offense on point as much as it could possibly be. I don't know what the protocols are like down in Florida, but is Lamar going to be proactive and maybe reach out to Hollywood before Hollywood can reach out to him and bring Boykin and whatever troops are going to be around at his disposal to take this thing up a notch?
Yeah, well, as in regards to Florida, I don't know if it's a good or bad thing, but Florida's pretty wide open. so there's perks, you know, there's perks to that and there's a downside. But yes, I think that is the goal. They're together a lot, so I don't know who will hit up who first. But, yes, no, Lamar is going to be very proactive with getting his receiver together. Again, remember last offseason we had a limited amount of time. But, honestly, that's the real goal. You know, it's been a lot of individual work, but now, they're starting to see, hey, if we really want this offense to click and hum, especially if it's kind of like it's limited reps, you know what I mean? If you're only dropping back to throw the ball 15 to 19 times, man, when you drop, you got to be good. You got to be on point and in sync. So there is an emphasis this offseason of getting as many guys together as possible. Had a good time last offseason. It was productive, but it definitely wasn't enough. And I even felt that, during the time, like, man, I wish we had some more days. But, again, it was just a crazy offseason.
Now, Coach, when we talked at the beginning of the year, you and I, we talked about, you know, the offensive line, especially the inside guys, you know, giving ground, and Lamar had nowhere to step, and that caused a lot of his problems. What do you think is more important for him, you know, for them to fix the offensive line, number one, or to go get a number one receiver like Buffalo did for Diggs? Because when you look at it, Lamar and Josh Allen came in at the same time, and Josh Allen was struggling. He had John Brown, who had 1,000 yards last year, and then all of a sudden they get Diggs, and then boom, you know, he's in the MVP hunt. So in your opinion, what do they need to – probably they need to do both, but what's more important, do you think, to help the passing game is to fix that offensive line so he can step and throw and have time to throw, or get the number one wide receiver on the outside? Because I think Marquise is an outstanding number two.
Yeah. Hard question, and I'll say why. Because I'll tell you this. I would have had another answer. It would have been hard prior to the playoff game. I think we saw the difficulties when the line is not, you know, the snap and all this. It can really just crush the momentum of an offense. But I would say this. I agree, even if it's in-house or if it's going out, you know, outside to get it, like you said, a guy, a number one that you can trust, that you know is open, that you can throw that ball when your feet aren't set or if there's somebody in your face and you just know, hey, if I get it in this area, there's a good shot he's coming down with that ball. I think that it's a security blanket for a quarterback. It takes a quarterback's game to the next level. If you look at the greats, most of the greats, they had this one guy who they could throw the ball to 60 to 70% of the time. Look how many times Drew Brees throws to Michael Thomas. You know what I mean? You know, if you just look at the numbers, and I just threw out him, but if you look at the number, look at Aaron Rodgers with Devontae Adams, these guys, when they have a guy that they know they can get it to, it takes a quarterback to another level. And again, that may be in-house or it may be out of house, but need to find that. I think that would be the biggest thing to see a jump in the passing offense in Lamar's game.
What do you think happened, Coach, like after Lamar came back from COVID? He was like a different dude, man. It was like he was, you know, back on the beach jumping over those jet skis. You know, he was running, having fun again. Yeah. He just looked like, you know, like, hey, you know, let's go jump the jet skis. Let's have some fun, you know, because then they just took off.
Yeah. I think you hit the perfect imagery of him on the beach with the jet ski with his friends, because I think taking the game away from him for a little bit just brought back that boyish enthusiasm about playing the game. You know, when you play the game, it's a job, you know what I mean? I know a lot of us as fans don't look at it like that, but it's a job. It's day in, day in, out. And then it gets taken away from you. It's like, wait, I'm back playing the game I love. And I just thought we saw a reinvigorated just exuberance, that childhood exuberance as he played.
Okay, so how are we going to fix, you know, because everybody says, I mean, no matter who you listen to, who you talk to, take away, Lamar wants to throw it in the middle of the field. Take that away and, you know, make him throw outside and throw deep. So what are you going to do to improve the outside and deep throws? What does he got to work on?
Yeah, well, I think that's a continuation of footwork, and then it's a continuation also of the body, using the body properly to get the velocity, which is rotational. So we're going to work on a lot of rotational stuff just to that we can drive that ball to the outside. And then also, you know, it's one of the other things is that, you know, we're talking about number one receivers. Well, his number one receiver plays in the middle of the field. It's Mark Andrews. You know what I mean? They have a connection and a chemistry.
Right.
So he is going – and this is what I was saying about if you go look at the great quarterbacks, they're going to look to who their main guy is. And since he's gotten there, Mark Andrews and them have a connection. Mark Andrews plays in the middle of the field. So if he does gain a connection, you know, it's gaining with Hollywood. If there's somebody else on the outside, I think you'll also see more outside the number throws.
Coach Joshua Harris joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Coach, we know you're busy. We appreciate your time as always. What's your interest in the Super Bowl? You're in Florida. Are you a Buccaneers fan, or are you just going with the flow on this one?
I'm going with the flow. I love Aaron Rodgers just as a player. So I'm rooting for Green Bay because the Ravens are out and the Dolphins are out. So I just go with Aaron Rodgers because I like how he plays.
Coach, always great to talk to you. You be well. You and the family stay safe, and we're going to talk to you soon, I'm sure.
And good luck on those outside and deep throws. All the fans are cheering for you, Coach.
Thank you. Tell them I'm working on it. We're going to be working hard on that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.